Hey, good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And showing now through October 5th at the Meadows Museum of Art is a joint multimedia installation called The Court of King Skibal, featuring Bossier City artist Steve Zalaski, along with Michael Futrell of Twang Darkly fame. And they are both joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studios. They're going to fill us in a little bit on this visual and auditory journey. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Bill.
So you are depicting strange landscapes. Where in your brain is the Court of King Skibal?
It's actually, the court was an idea of Michael's. But I've had these distant lands, landscapes, alien landscapes, a variety of things, including just weird creations that are supposed to be alive, some imaginative thing. It comes from, though, my youth not having materials and supplies for the art that I would like to have done. So I found whatever I had, matchboxes, cereal boxes, turned that into something with whatever I had, usually just some glue and some tape, magic markers and whatnot. But I look at any piece of, because I do upcycled or recycled art, I look at any piece of anything and see if there's some intrinsic value I can work with, and that's where so many of my creations come from. The series of skibals came from drawer bottoms and pieces of leftover plywood that were warped and wouldn't have done anything else. I mean, it would have gone in the dumpster.
Yeah, so you basically, you turn those into a repurposed kind of visual landscape that's coming from your own imagination.
Yes. I was fascinated with Star Trek, Star Wars, all the sci-fi books I could cram into my head as a youth, and I played Dungeons & Dragons, so there was a lot of inspiration for fantasy art there.
So the original Star Trek series where there's flowers that hum and buzz and stuff like that, and you touch them and you change tone. I bet you that's got some of Michael in there too.
Probably.
So is it Skibal is the correct pronunciation?
Skibal.
And is there a definition for that for you? Because it's a word that I'm unfamiliar with.
No, there's no definition. It's just a name, a title, like so many of my landscapes, Azilis Abroja. It's just a word, a name that I come up with out of thin air.
Okay, something that conjures in your mind, though, kind of an image?
Yes, I always look at something before I give it a name, once it's finished or in process. And then once I give it a name, if I'm in process, it then lends to the completion of the project according to whatever I've named it.
Okay, so somewhere in your mind you come up with meanings and definitions, but it's a very personal thing that you've got to now try to convey to your viewers.
To some extent, yes. To a larger extent, I like to just do what I like to do.
And let them do what they do?
Yeah, you look at it and say whatever you think. I'm not trying to evoke anything for anybody other than myself and say, what can I turn this piece of junk into? Or these several pieces, this pile of junk. What can I make out of this where it's not in the landfill and somebody gets the idea, hey, it's a wasteful society. There could be this much more art in the world rather than that many more landfills.
Right, yes, exactly. So, Michael, the Skibal and the whole court idea, that kind of came from your mind then?
He's being a bit generous in saying it came from my mind. His artworks are really evocative of these alien landscapes and organisms. And Skibal, the centerpiece, King Skibal, he seemed like this regal, albeit strange, character who perhaps was lording over his environs. And it, given that reference to the famous progressive album, The Court of King Crimson, that you mentioned earlier, we were talking, I had that notion that this could be sort of a gathering, an intergalactic gathering of Steve's strange creatures and landscapes, and we'd see it all in one sort of interdimensional mishmash. And of course, that was inspirational to me to create some new music and some animations to go along with it.
So sort of like a great Federation conference on Star Trek with all the weird people coming in from all over the universe getting together to discuss whatever.
But even weirder.
Yeah.
Because it's Michael and I.
Right. Yeah. Well, one of the things that struck me as the centerpiece is a King Skibal. Malmifragus. I have no idea what that word means or even how to pronounce it.
Personal name.
Okay, so that's his personal name.
Yes, each of my skabals are a separate skabal.
Okay.
But they also have personal names.
Okay.
They have their skabal name and then they have a personal name.
Okay, so and the gallery is filled with these, and of course, lighting and music is going along with this, and multimedia. You've done some animation, Michael, for this. So how did you come about the concept for the animation part of this?
Right. Well, Steve's art has a particular character where not only is there something you can see from standing back from, but if you get up close, there's a world of detail too. So I took a lot of close-up photographs of King Skabal in particular and did some work on the computer to sort of slice these apart into basically this cut-up animation that I could do to bring them to life. And this is something I've been doing for a few years. I originally did it with this Martian archaeology project we did a few years ago with some pictures of rocks and stuff from Nevada. So this was a natural transition to go from these Martian landscapes to these even more alien landscapes and creatures. And it came off really well. And I have Steve to thank for giving me these fantastic bits of imagery to work with.
We're going to have to create a special planet for you two, just so you can people it, populate it. And so you can decorate it. You
know? Well, we're already there. We spend time together personally as well to inspire each other. Actually, most of the art that is now displaying has been to a large part inspired by Twang Darkly music.
Okay, so you've gone to their concerts and, oh, wow, I could work
well,
with, you
I own
know,
all
concert.
Their records, right. And I listen to those while I work on my art, okay. Along with a variety of other musics, but theirs is a constant in my studio and at my home, and so a lot of times when I'm working on these very pieces, I'm listening to his music.
And textures. I mean, when I look at the photographs of your art, there's a lot of textural things going on that brings out that landscape. A lot of different ways to apply the material in order to create some sort of emotive effect.
I see what I do as being very much like painting or sculpting, maybe more so than what some other people think of as their compositional process. So
now the animation part is primarily animated still photos that you worked with and manipulated?
It's entirely done from still photos that I took of his work.
Okay.
And there's at the same time that this loop of animation is going on, there's a loop of about 30 minutes of new music playing and some voiceover that Steve did as well.
Okay. And that's one of the other things that I want to comment is you created all new music for this exhibit.
Yes.
So this is not other if you haven't heard the new Twang Darkly music, will this be coming out on an album?
Just it will. Out of curiosity. It will. Okay. It'll be called The Court of King Skabal.
And now, one of the things I noticed, you're part of a group called Lab Rats Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about this group.
It's just a loose group affiliation, really, more than anything, of artists that are trying to not only help each other, but help all artists here locally. We're working on a maker space through a handful of board members, temporary board members, to get a maker space here in the Shreveport-Bossier area. We help promote events that are going on, whatever kind of artistic events, and we look for ways for artists to make a dollar around here because it can be kind of tough.
Yeah, well, here and every place else. So,
well, it's all volunteer.
Right.
We volunteer our own time, our own money, our own resources, our own thought patterns, and we're just trying to make a difference for the arts here. And there are a lot of other groups around that are doing the same thing.
So, is it just artists that can get involved, or if other volunteers who just happen to be lovers of art and want to see the arts promoted?
Certainly.
Here. Okay.
Certainly. And we've had some people delve into the arts as a result of just coming to. We have a monthly meeting the third Tuesday of each month at the Bossier Arts Council from 6 to 8 p.m. It's not just Lab Rats. It's a Northwest Louisiana artist meeting.
Okay.
We do meet as Lab Rats. We meet as makers. We meet as artists and just anybody interested in the arts.
And just talk about how to better propagate, you know, the material and get support from the community.
Opportunities that may be out there, everything that we can put our finger on the pulse of.
Fill us in on the reception that is coming up, because the exhibit is already going on, so folks can go see that. But if you want to meet the artist, you can come this Saturday night, correct?
That's right. This Saturday night, September the 10th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m., we're having a free reception at Meadows Museum of Art. We'll have drinks, hors d'oeuvres, the whole nine yards. There'll be some live music from my trio, Twang Darkly, as well.
So you'll be literally accompanying the exhibit live as opposed to necessarily on pre-recorded tape.
Well, actually, the exhibit will go on as it is now, okay, and we'll be playing in a separate space.
Okay, so you'll be in a separate space. Okay, so it's a good chance to hobnob and meet Steve and Michael and the rest of Twang Darkly and perhaps other artists that have come to join you for this reception.
Well, I don't know who will be at my reception, but right across the street at the other gallery, there will be a host's reception at the same time. So my wife and I both have some art in that reception as well, or
that's
that gallery.
That's at the Turner Art Center.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll be hopping over there for a few minutes as well if you just want lined up at the Turner only. We'll be visiting there for a few minutes, and then I'll be stepping back across.
So it sounds like that quarter of town is the artistic center for this Saturday.
It's going to be a big arch night.
Yes, indeed.
Shreveport.
And easy to get to.
So how do folks learn more about your work and Lab Rats? And if those who really want to get involved, where do they go to find out what they can do to promote the arts in this area?
There are a variety of places. The Shreveport Regional Arts Council, the Bossier Arts Council are two places that are invaluable sources for all local artists. The Lab Rats can be found on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. You can look up hosts, the local Highland Open Studio Tour Sundays. Very excellent group of artists that you can go tour their arts. There's just a bunch of art groups around. I would say contact one of the arts councils, mm-hmm, wherever you are, or both of them, better yet.
Any final thoughts you guys want to kind of share about this exhibit to try to draw people out? Anything that you haven't covered yet?
Other than I will answer any question for anybody regarding my art. You want to know what I built it out of, how I made it, okay, what kind of junk you've got, and talk about what you could turn it into. I do recycled art because I love to, and 99% of my materials are free. I'll help you use your materials, or if you want to get in the loop with other artists, again, the third Tuesday of each month, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bossier Arts Council Annex Building. Mm-hmm. We meet there as artists and creators and makers, and come on out and visit us.
Mm-hmm. Michael?
Likewise, it's a good opportunity to come out to our reception and see the instruments I've built that are also from reclaimed materials and stuff. And it's just a real big honor for me to be able to work with Steve in this way to bring this strange but compelling vision to life, both through traditional gallery art but also through multimedia. I think that's a new direction of collaboration for artists to take, and we're excited about it.
And I appreciate your inviting me to this. The honor, I assure you, is all mine.
All right. Thank you both, Steve and Michael, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Steve Zalewski and Michael Futrell, who together have collaborated on a multimedia installation called The Court of King Skibal, which is on exhibit now through October 5th at the Meadows Museum of Art. In addition, this Saturday, September 10th, they feature a free artist reception for this exhibit with live music by Twang Darkly, as well as hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. And for details, you can go to the Meadows Museum of Art at www.centenary.edu/meadows, or you can call them at 318-869-5040. That's 318-869-5040. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.